the word of God and say it's wicked, it's filthy, it's disgusting, it's abominable. But you know what? Some people, they are like, oh, I can't believe you just said that. You know why? Because you don't go to church. You're not going to church three times a week, so you don't know what the Bible says. For the time when you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe, is what the Bible says. You're such a baby. All you have to do is turn to Genesis 9. I mean, that wasn't that many chapters of the Bible. Cursed be Canaan. Then you just flip over a few more chapters, and you find out, hey, God killed them all with fire and brimstone. But you know, all these babes, they say, homosexuality is a sin. You're a baby. You need to elevate. They can't get to the reprobate doctrine because they haven't read Genesis 18 yet. They don't even realize that they're worthy of death. They don't realize in Judges 19, they don't realize that the law says that they're worthy of death. They shall surely be put to death. They read about the righteous kings. They're breaking down their houses. They're removing them from the land. Then you finally get to Romans 1, and you know what? You learn about the reprobate doctrine. You know what? Most people can't handle that because they're still on stage baby. They're still on homosexuality is a sin. Maybe. Don't hit me. J.D. Greer says we have to love them. We have to be their friends. He's a wicked reprobate, though. So. You know, the more you love God, the more you'll hate the enemies of the Lord.